Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this recording of The Goon Show. Now, before we start, it is always my job to... I hope, anyhow. It's always my job to... I thought you were on my side. It's always my attempt to introduce the various members who take part in this epic. So, first of all, this gathering of morons behind me. So this gathering of morons behind me, they are all here by kind permission of their conductor, Wally Stott. And after Wally Stott, we come to another very distinguished musician in... He's no musician, it's all right. We come to a musician very much so in his own right because of the particular instrument which he plays. And it is the harmonica and the one and only Max Geldray. And now we come to four more of these musicians, aided and abetted by an extremely young-looking man who goes by the name of Ray Ennington. And, of course, it is the Railington Quartet.
Charlie!
I said a quartet, but miracles do sometimes happen. All right, well, that's got rid of that lot. Now let's come to the intelligentsia. And first and foremost, straight from the pages of Sherlock Holmes, Spike Milligan.
Fine. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen... Oh, that protected all of you. Tonight, I'm going to tell a funny story. It's a man in a jungle playing a violin. Suddenly a big lion comes scuttling out. He sits down and listens to him. And another thing, goodbye. Somebody's up to Maraca. No? Thank you. It rhymes with something else which I intended to say, but never mind. Where am I? In the jungle with a lion. That's right. What am I doing there? I must be mad. Anyhow, he kept on playing this violin. I hope this is funny at the end. An elephant came along, you see, and it sat down and listened to him. And then a boa constrictor and a warthog... And in about half an hour's time, he was surrounded by very ferocious animals which normally attack human beings. I'm safe. And this guy was playing away, you see. And suddenly there's a great clatter in the jungle and a big idiot gorilla comes out. Beats this guy to death and smashes his violin. And the lion said, "What did you do that for?" This gorilla said, "Oi." That's the end of the joke. Now, very much. There you are. Kill that gag too. And another thing. Thank you, Dave Lodge. I need people like you up here with a gun firing that way. Now then, now. Do you want to jump now or later? No? Ladies and gentlemen, who was it now? Yes. I make us all up myself, you know. Unsuccessfully, that is. Have you heard how silly this is? Me all staring at you and you staring at me. Look at it. Let's do it with that laugh. I just thought of that. I wish I hadn't now. Now then, who's next? Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen, your friend and mine, Peter Sellers. Thank you. Why don't you play jazz next time, you bum?
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight I would like to tell you about an ancestor of mine that I do every Sunday. Many hundreds of years ago... I had an ancestor by the name of Cridnot Flools, who was a strolling minstrel and a raving idiot. And I usually have an instrument with me that he used to use. It's a 15th century quinge. But Sir Mortimer Wheeler, I lent it to me and wanted it back, so I couldn't have it this evening. And to illustrate this more clearly for you, but anyway, I know that, according to the legend, he was strolling in Sherwood Forest one day playing with his quinge, when suddenly, through the trees, there came the Sheriff of Nottingham in cinemascope. And he dismounted from his long, thin, curved horse and said in a high, stereophonic voice, he said, "Permission to speak, Lieutenant?" He said, "Permission granted, sir." He said, "Filbert," he said, "Cridnot Flool," he said, "the King Arthur is, King Arthur has heard of your quingery and would like you to go up there and play for him." So he went along to see King Arthur. It was a great honor, you know, like a rock and roll performance. And he went in, and King Arthur said, listen, I've heard all about your quinge. And he said, "I'd like you to play a madrigal on it, you see." So Filbert took up his quinge and he played this lovely English madrigal, which I'm going to sing for you now, accompanied on the harp by my good friend Mr. Clerz Flan.
Oh, fair and noble king, 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 whose power is felt beyond, 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 the far and distant horizon and across the Spanish main. Oh, king, my delightful, most lovely king.
He's a crawler, this fellow, as you can see. Yes. They had them then, you know, ladies and gentlemen, but they wore armor, and of course it made it a bit more difficult for them.
The most, the truth and power.
Especially when he got rusty.
Oh, fair and noble king, king, king. May this be your shining hour.
And he waited, and in return for this, he was murdered. But there was another minstrel who was waiting at the court at the time, the minstrel who was playing the loaded sack butt from the kneeling position. And here he is to play it in the half-mast position, Handsome Harry Seagood!
A short number entitled Iron. Thank you. Falling in love with love is falling for make believe. Falling in love with love is playing a fool. Caring too much is such a juvenile fancy. Learning to trust is just for children in school. I fell in love with love one night when the moon was full. I was unwise, but I started to see. I fell in love with love, with love everlasting. No hands, but love outweighs.
Thank you.